told him. He said, no. So they had a little boat on David on the bank, had an inboard motor, a little bit of motor. Captain of the boat and another guard, there was three on the boat. They come to us. Say, Cap, you got a license? A license? Said, we never did used to have a license to come out here. He says, yeah, but you got to have them now. If you haven't got a license, you don't put that net back overboard.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, we'll have to take you in. Well, old man Martin Fountain, he was kind of quick-tempered, you know. He went to raising hell. Well, he says, Cap, don't blame me for it. I'm only doing my duty. If I don't stop you right here, they find it out at the office, my job's gone, and you're going to have a big fine when we're back. So he said, well, he finally calmed down. So he says, we just as well go back in. He says, we'll ice those shrimp going in. So he says, put the net on the windward side. The wind was southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter. He says, your ice going in. He says, put everything on her. Well, you can see there what he meant by everything.
Yeah, in the pictures over there.
He meant all this.
Uh-huh.
Staysail, topsail, flying jib.
Uh-huh.
Flying jib. Extra piece. We stuck it all the time. Looked like that thing took off. Boy, you talk about coming home.
New Orleans?
We put the ice, them shrimp down. We always had a tub, you see.
Yeah.
To keep tab. So by our tub measure, we had 30 barrels in that hole.
30 barrel?
30 barrels of shrimp.
Yeah, and what were you getting them for at that time? Getting for
at the time, we was only getting $4.
That's still a pretty good haul.
Well, just think if we would have made another setting. So, three and a half, I believe that. No, I was getting $4. Big shrimp.
Yeah? You know?
Big shrimp. Well, there's always big shrimp out there. And, sure enough, we put. Boy, he got to swinging down a good stiff breeze, and he was wheel was working him to death. Him, you know.
Yeah.
Right through Ship Island Pass.
That's where he went.
Yeah, right bead, right on Bluck's. Knew the course, you know, by the compass.
Uh huh.
Boy, we got in Bluck's that evening early. That's the quickest I ever come to Bluff's on a boat.
Yeah.
So old man Julian come out on the wharf. He says, he throwed both hands up. Martin, he says, I'm sorry, it's my fault. He says, I know you got shrimp because I done got all the news.
Uh-huh.
He says, yeah, I got pretty close. I got 30 barrel by our measurement. Well, he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You know, we used to have what they call a coast train, running from Ocean Springs.